Hi, this is Joe Rossini from eHappyLife.com with another edition of Learning Life's Lessons. The title of this week's edition is Tools in the Right Hands. I was inspired by a sermon at church today regarding the fact that individuals need to learn how to use tools that are available to them by trying to develop new passions and skills. A good example was used in the sermon referring to the great artists who use simple tools like paintbrushes and chisels to create beautiful paintings and sculptures all over Rome, Italy. The beauty that men and women have the ability to create is absolutely extraordinary. The sermon led on to the fact that all of us had hidden talents, yet unfortunately, too many of us will never use them. More of our talents need to be developed through education, apprenticeships, and lots of practice, in order to make life more productive and fulfilling. The discussion on tools somehow led me to recall the many frustrations I have endured because I was missing a specific tool to do a job around the house. I can recall ripping the skin off of my knuckles because I didn't have the right wrench to work in a tight place. Or the times I endured extreme frustrations because I was missing the right size socket or Allen wrench that was absolutely necessary to complete a job. Thus, having the right tools can be critical at times. At these moments, we'll search every store and pay any price just to get the tool we need because we are desperate. The key word here is need. We'll do anything when we truly believe we need something. If we don't see a need, we usually won't search for new tools to use. Yet there are so many simple tools available that could make life easier and more productive. For this discussion, I would like to tell you about some computer tools that I use that I couldn't conceive of being without today. The first tool is a financial tool like Microsoft Money or Quicken. I have been using these tools for about 10 years continuously. In my household, they are an absolute must to keep my financial life in order. And I will make this guarantee that once you become a loyal user, you will never look back. Add online banking to these financial tools, and you will expose yourself to a whole new dimension of ease and productivity. I actually dread when I have to write a paper check for a contractor or cleaning service. It just seems so primitive. Another great tool that a tiny group of internet users take advantage of is the Mozilla Firefox browser. Microsoft got it right with MS Money and Excel. However, Internet Explorer is far behind in producing features like Firefox. It's interesting to note that as I wrote the script of this podcast in the latest edition of Microsoft Word, it didn't recognize the words Mozilla or Firefox. It underlined them as two misspelled words. When will Microsoft begin recognizing real innovation? Mozilla Firefox is a free download, and it will definitely enhance your internet experience. Another free tool you may not have heard of yet is called Tiny URL Creator. In seconds, this tool will shrink down URLs you want to save that are a mile long. It reduces those long URLs to a really tiny one that always works. Or have you used an RSS reader such as Pluck? RSS stands for Really Simple Syndication, and if you want to get the latest automatic updates from your favorite website without having to go to the site, then try an RSS feed. It's simple to download and it's free. And guess what? RSS feeds and podcasts are now available at eHappyLife.com to streamline your reading pleasure and listening pleasure and enhance your knowledge on MP3 formats. Today, there are so many productive tools available on the internet from government agencies, travel and tourist sites, medical sites, financial sites, and about any topic you may have an interest in. You just need to be exposed to these tools and then have the patience to learn more about them. Then, if you use them regularly to enhance your skills and knowledge, you'll become proficient in just about all of them. It's no different than the painter or the sculptor we spoke about who picks up a new tool for the first time. In summary, life is too short to repress any of your hidden talents. Every day of your life, you need to discover more of the tools that surround you. None of them will come knocking on your door. Lucky are those like me who have three sons that introduce me to the tools they enjoy. They ease the pain of my searching for all these little nuggets that roam our world. If you don't have kids or parents to network with, then find some friends to share new ideas and tools with. Discovering, learning, and growing your skills every day can really enhance your life, especially if you are participating in this process with individuals you love. As a bonus, you always have eHappyLife.com presenting and pointing you to new technologies that can enhance your life. Get more of the right tools into your hands and explore all that's good and productive. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoy all the content at eHappyLife.com.